TIC Productions presents India's premier Bollywood podcast. You're listening to Bollywood Weekly. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is your host Aditya and I have with me Ashwin Lakshmi Narayan and Anirudh Banerjee from Filtercopy.
Hi guys.
And we're going to talk this week about Filori, but first ALN, I need to ask you about this movie called Machine. We didn't do a podcast on it for obvious reasons, but we have a real life person who actually went and survived watching this movie. So please tell us.
I actually didn't want to watch Machine, but I accidentally ended up watching Machine because I wanted to go watch this Malayalam film called Angamali Diaries. But the thing was that once I reached, I realized that there were no subtitles and I don't speak Malayalam or understand Malayalam. So I went there and I was like, okay, I'm all the way here in Satinaka. So I might as well watch some movie because I've paid 150 now. So I went to the only other show that was going. Kong was 3D, so I can't watch it so, without the glasses. And it was in Hindi. So I was like, nahi, itna bhi nahi.
So did you go out?
I didn't buy tickets.
Just went to the next hall.
So the makers of Machine didn't get any money from you.
They didn't get any money.
I don't think they should get any money also for casting. What's the guy's name? Mustafa.
So I went and I saw it, so I started watching it. So, after 40 minutes, I basically understood the plot, which is basically, it was Tool of the Year. But Alia Bhatt doesn't know who loves him or her.
But that's the story of Tool of the Year also.
No, but in that, Varun Dhawan and Alia Bhatt are dating.
Yeah.
You get it? She knows ki Alia Bhatt ki kisko date karne, kisko date karna hai. D.R. Ravani doesn't know that she's, who's the one who loves her the most.
That's the story of her career also.
Best friend, bad guy, butt friend, and new guy who's hot and mysterious.
Is the new guy who's hot is Mustafa?
Mustafa.
He's not hot at all.
But he's hot in the movie. And so it starts with a race sequence, then suddenly it goes to a dance sequence, then suddenly we start doing a Romeo Juliet play, and then we again go to a dance sequence. So everything is happening. And the worst was when so on Friendship Day, instead of friendship bands, everyone in the college just has ribbons around their hands. That was the last one.
So you walked out.
I just walked out.
But then that's also a friendship band, right?
Everyone.
Like the professors. Everyone, the principal.
Everyone is really friendly with each other. But even race is like that.
Race was still slightly
So what made this worse?
This made it worse.
Mustafa. I have seen that song to Cheese Buddy and Mustafa. First of all, I don't know why do you want to make a remake of a song which was really a big hit and then just make it worse.
But that's every song.
Yeah, but some people manage to do it good. And putting Mustafa in that song is not a right choice. I think he looks really ugly. I don't have any other word for him. I don't know about his acting skills. Ashwin has to enlighten us with that.
He was just horrible. Anything was going on in that movie.
What about Kiara acting was?
She's there in the movie.
Was she casted for the acting bit also? That's a bigger question.
No, it was I don't know, it was like, kisi ka na, school ke bachchon ne milke picture banayi hai na, ki,
Bana dete. Kuch to hai dimaag mein.
Ki chalo yaar, isko le lete.
Stream of thoughts.
Haan, hai ki chal rahi hai picture, bana lete. Waisi ban rahi thi picture.
Nee, but, to answer your question, Pesha, I think race, the first one especially, was a really, it was really intriguing. When I was 13, a movie like Race was really fascinating for us.
Even
the plot twists over there, Akshay Khanna with that deadpan face of his, and it was really nice for me. Race 2 was really bad for me. I didn't know what was happening there also.
One of the dialogues was, "Main har race isliye jeetunga ki main maut se darta nahi." I'm just "Main break pe paon nahi jata."
Oh, that was in the trailer also.
Yeah. And he's like, just like, you know, like he has like a racing car jo hawa mein ud raha hai, and like, you know, it's just anything, kuch bhi, like, and then after that racing, like, so he's a race driver, then suddenly he's Romeo in Romeo Juliet.
He's also a college student.
He's also a college student. He's a singer also. Who's up? Who's that? Who's that? He's the Himesh Reshammiya. Everyone can do everything.
It was like one extended audition for him. Like, future career mein ye kar sakta, ye kar sakta.
Showreel banta uska wahan pe.
Aisa showreel. Bahut kharcha ho. But I want to know whose son is he? Abbas or Mustan's or Abbas Mustan's?
Nahi, Abbas. We've discussed on many times on this podcast. Abbas. Okay. He is Abbas's son. With who, we don't know. But Abbas ka to hai.
They have a third brother also, by the way.
Hussain.
Hussain.
What does he do? He's a actor.
Wo safed kapde banata.
Okay, that's enough. Let's get back to serious movies.
Serious as
an actual, how, like,
how
real
are you judging the intent
real movies
of a director? Like, Abbas Mustan might just get really hurt if you listen to this.
I don't think Machine is going to become a cult classic. So, anyway, Filari, was the movie that released last week. What did you guys think?
I actually liked it. Like, I didn't, it wasn't great or anything, but it was fun. Like, I enjoyed watching it. I really like this guy, Suraj Sharma, I really like. Diljit also I really liked, and I actually found it a lot bit funny. I got bored during the flashbacks when it was just like emotional karna hai yahan pe and yahan pe funny karna hai.
Yeah,
it was like a plot device. It's like, this is the emotional part, this is the crux where people will have fun, and ye funny part hai ki ye funny hai.
Yeah, but that's why I think so Ashwin and I watched this film together only, so I felt there was a different intent to it in the whole story, because when I compare the two stories that were going parallelly, like the present one and the past one, in the present one it was like, I just feel like there was a contrast in the way, like, there's a relationship which struggles, like, ke unko pata hai ki wo pyar karte hai ek dusre se and they want to get married and they're struggling to get married, and here in the present situation there were these two people who were known to be for, like, they were in love and they were getting married and they were confused about that. So it's about the accessibility also, ke tab kar sakte the, मतलब यहाँ पे कर सकते हो तब भी तुम्हें कंफ्यूजन है, तब कर नहीं सकते थे उसके लिए कितना लड़ रहे हो. सो आई जस्ट फेल्ट दैट देयर वाज अ लॉट ऑफ कॉन्ट्रास्ट एंड इट प्लेड ऑन गुड फॉर मी, लाइक आई एंजॉयड दिस एंड आई एंजॉयड सीइंग द पास्ट आल्सो.
आई डोंट नो, समहाउ दैट कनेक्ट नेवर केम थ्रू फॉर मी. आई जस्ट थॉट दे लाइक टू कंप्लीटली सेपरेट डिस्टिंक्ट स्टोरीज.
एंड देयर वर अ लॉट ऑफ प्लॉट होल्स, लाइक वन वाज लाइक आई नेवर फाउंड आउट दैट द फैक्ट वाज दैट वन ऑफ द मेजर प्लॉट ऑफ द फिल्म दैट कि व्हाई डजंट ही वांट टू मैरी हर, यू नेवर नो.
That's
like,
just,
yeah, exactly.
That's just like a millennial problem.
Yeah.
He's like, it's very generic. He's like,
I want to find out. I want to discover life and shit. But also I feel that the disinterest also comes in the movie after he gets married to the tree. Like, when he comes, he's seen happy only. And
no, even
happy
at the start, he's like a bit whatever.
Yeah, I mean, but the disinterest, like the strong disinterest comes right after he's forced to get to marry that tree.
No, he's disinterested, like even the first dream sequences, he stamps about getting married.
Yeah.
But that's just like, ke wo hota hai, bolte ke pet mein gudru ho raha hai, ye dar lag raha hai.
And wo 3 saal uska long distance chal gaya,
matlab. That is the bigger question. Like, how did he survive?
3 years. That's too much.
Major plot hole. Yeah. But, yeah, I agree. I didn't find, like, they didn't really explain, like, why he didn't want to do it. But Suraj Sharma also, like, I don't know, I felt like whenever he talked Hindi, he was really high-pitched. Like, his voice.
Yeah.
Which,
I thought
that was good.
Yeah, but I also felt like there was a forced diction to it. Like, he was really trying, like, his Hindi would have otherwise sounded like a person who was not stayed in India, but he was very forced to make that
good
diction.
He's born and brought up in India.
Yeah, but he's been the diction is very forced. Like, I didn't find it absolutely authentic.
I thought that his Hindi was nice. His English was more or less put on.
No,
that,
but
I didn't feel at all.
Yeah, because in Life of Pi also he spoke spoke, he had the same diction.
I read that line. Are you serious? When he says it with an accent.
He has that accent.
Yeah, that's what. But he's been, like, he's born and brought up in India, so that it feels very put on when he says.
Why? Do you complain to a Colaba or a South Bombay guy also about that?
Even in the film, his character is, like, lived in Canada. Right? So,
yeah.
Actually, 3 years, that's true.
3 years? But that doesn't make sense for the accent, but, like, you can't get an accent in 3 years.
You'd be surprised if you should speak to some people.
In my city. But I really loved the way Anshar Lal has directed this movie. Like, I really felt that it was a very well written movie. Though I like about the drags, I feel that the last sequence was really long. That sequence was about 15 minutes long, which could have been just shot.
Which was just lights for it was
just and random people waiting for their, I don't know for what. Why were the other ghosts waiting at Jalan Wala
Bagh? I didn't understand you. Anushka Sharma, agar wo yahan se like wo ghar se itni dur travel kar sakti hai, why have those ghosts been at the same place since 1990? वो सब वहीं जमे पड़े हुए हैं
सब सब किसी ना किसी के लिए इंतजार
नहीं बट 1919 से लाइक 1990
से वो एक्सप्लेनेशन वाज लाइक शी वाज इन द ट्री एंड देन व्हेन द ट्री गॉट कट डाउन शी गॉट मैरिड शी वेंट विद हर हस्बैंड दैट्स हाउ
बट देन हाउ लाइक अनुष्का शर्मा वुड हैव लेफ्ट राइट
या दैट शी कुड हैव शी शुड हैव लेफ्ट आई डोंट नो
नो बट आई थिंक अबाउट स्टेइंग लाइक हैविंग ऑल दोस पीपल देयर एज गोस्ट एंड लाइक द होल क्राउड इज बिकॉज There's an impact. There's an impact. So I think it's just there for the impact.
And the point was like, I found that scene drag because at the end of it, I know of kya hone wale.
Haan, udne wale. Wo toh mukti mil gayi.
Arey, ek baar.
No, but even after that happens, after they meet, they're standing for 10 minutes
around. They're going up.
Like, why?
And you know what's gonna happen. That's why.
And right after that, Sudha Sharma realizes that he should marry.
No, and while this is all happening, those were just standing there and looking, like waiting.
Like, it's so like, normal for them to see ghosts going around every day. Hota rehta hai to.
And wo, how can Diljit see Suraj and wo? Like, itni der se like the girl can't see. But now everyone can see. Like, obvious plot.
No, in the last scene also, the girl can't see her.
Diljit ne aise kara na, to phir then.
The both of them do it. That's the mistake that they did. I think they forgot about the continuity. Or else when, like, they just try to explain that now the scene to
everyone. How can you see this? Then why are the other ghosts still there?
And there's also, like, it's a pretty, like, old-fashioned thing that when two souls meet, it's like color. Like, Daljeet was absolutely, like, black and white kind of thing. And then he suddenly turned into color. Jaise mile wo dono.
So all that is, like, cinematic liberties.
Yeah.
I heard there was one really funny scene which I loved, which was the scene with the kid.
But there also in that scene, like that head nodding thing when
That went on and on.
I saw that kitni baar ho gaya.
Even that part, the part where like Anushka Sharma finally first gets she scares him.
Point that ki isko bhoot dikh raha hai, that also came went on for like 20 minutes like ke hai ye bhootni hai dikh raha hai,
same like gag over and over again, and it's like I get it, like come to the point.
But talking about individual performances, I really liked Anushka Sharma in this
movie. I actually like all
the actors.
I didn't like the girlfriend, the one
Suraj Sharma's wife to be.
So, apart from her, everyone was good. Like, Suraj Sharma, Daljeet was really good. I didn't like Nidhi also, Nidhi Bish.
She
had quite a big part. I didn't realize she had like that much also.
Another guy was just pointless. His friend, Daljeet's friend.
Abhishek Banerjee.
Yeah, he was just damn pointless.
No, he was there to inform the father, the brother,
That brother was amazing.
Yeah. That brother has been doing quite a lot of films since Urta Punjab. Like, he was there in Urta Punjab, and then I saw him in the trailer of Rangoon also. And now, here. Like, what do you think of the music, Pish?
The music was like, it felt very average. It was like, while watching the movie, it was nice. Like, fine, it matches with the whole atmosphere and everything, but like, I would never go and like to YouTube and like search for
Lori.
It's a different kind of piece. Like, I really like the soupiness of like the two songs which are there in Saibar and the other song. Both the songs in the past.
Dum Dum.
Like, there are only three songs in the film in total. And that's a good thing.
Which is, that's just fine.
Brilliant thing. In the movie.
Otherwise, all the remix does.
But did anyone think of the fact that did any one of you, like, the first thing come to you that when they were talking about 1919, it was Jallianwala Bagh, or till the point they carried it to the recorder?
I
got to know when they said
Amritsar 1999.
Tab it's 1919.
1919, sorry.
Then it sort of clicked. Then everyone in the audience was like, oh, Jallianwala Bagh. Then sort of understood it.
Yeah, until that point as well, I had no idea. Did you guys realize that Anushka was the one writing the songs?
No.
No, I actually thought it was Daljeet Dhondi.
That's why I said
that there are a lot of things that actually played in lines.
Yeah, I thought even for the flashback, the actual plot of it, I actually thought was quite nice and was done well. It's just, I don't know, somehow it just felt very, slow.
Mm. Yeah, it's the same thing which happened with, I think, Lutera also. Like, many people thought that it's damn slow. Like, if you still ask people that they think that it was damn slow.
Lutera was different than this. Like,
the story and the, I'm talking about the thing that, like, the mentality that people carry
around. This is repetition that is slow. In Lutera, the story progression is slow.
There's a growth and there's a gradual growth to it and there's a need.
Here, it is repetition, which is
but apart, barring from a few things like establishing the ghost or maybe establishing the fact that the last sequence, I felt that the pace was more or less required for the kind of movie this would make.
Like, I think, if you edit, remove a lot of things, so you could come with, how long was this?
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. You could have made it, 1.5 hours easily.
If you cut out, easily, one last 20 minutes, you can make it 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's easily a 10-minute sequence. Then you have that starting up bit where he keeps on finding, you cut to the final part, when he's in the tub, then, so many things are just kept repeating on and on and on, even when he's, rolling a cigarette, maa bhi dikkat same hai. There's a lot of repetition of information which wasn't needed.
Even in 1.5 hours, maybe a bit more, but even 2 hours, I felt, would have been a nice, tight watch, which would have been better.
It was actually Love High School, but just emotional Love High School.
This one?
Yeah, Love High School.
Very different story from
the story is the same, right?
Same concept.
उस जमाने में ऐसा था इस जमाने में ऐसा हाँ, है कट बैक कट हियर उधर वो देखा
डेट गेट दैट्स द एग्जैक्ट व्हाट आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट देयर ऋषि कपूर एक्चुअली मेक्स सैफ अली खान रियलाइज दैट व्हेन वी डिडंट यूज टू व्हेन दिस वाज नॉट एक्सेसिबल वी यूज टू फाइट फॉर इट
या
एंड सैफ अली खान इज वर्किंग अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज कन्वीनियंस राइट लाइक ए लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस से छोड़ दो सो आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट सिमिलर कॉन्ट्रास्ट दैट हैज बीन पुट इन दिस मूवी
ऑल्सो बट इट्स स्ट्रक्चर इफ यू थिंक ऑफ ऋषि कपूर एज द घोस्ट Then even in this, in the end, Rishi Kapoor and Ritu Kapoor saath mein jaate hain. And so it's like the structure is the same, only there's just slight difference.
Yeah, but except the connection, is not.
Yeah. But I was surprised by the writer of this film, Anita Dutt, she's written in this film.
She wrote one good movie.
Aisha. Yeah. Aisha was fairly good.
Yeah.
She was entertaining. Go back and watch that movie over and over again. But she also wrote the lyrics for Student of the Year. So she wrote Ishq Wala Love. That was a horrible movie.
It was a good movie. If you blind yourself to all the flaws. As a watch, it's a fun watch.
This one.
I feel it's a decent watch.
Yeah, it's a fun watch. It has good jokes. I really like Sudarshan Sharma.
I think overall it was decent, it was worth watching.
Yeah.
He's obviously doing really well because not Diljit.
He's a good actor.
He's really good,
of those crowd pullers who's justified. I'm pulling the crowd because I'm good. It's not many other names in the industry which are ki bas hai. But he's definitely a good actor. He performed well in I saw his Punjabi movie 1984. Operation Blue Star. That was really good. That was actually good and that was pretty scary also sometimes.
And he has genuine range. He can do different types of roles.
But I haven't in Urta it was a very serious character.
Serious. He was funny at times also.
Yeah, it's a similar kind of role in Filari.
Filari is not funny.
He is funny.
Where is he funny?
He's quite a jolly person in the beginning.
He's not funny. He's not cracking jokes. Jokes are left to Sudarshan Sharma.
No, but I'm saying that he's quite a jolly person. In Urta also, he's quite a jolly person. He's a corrupt policeman in the beginning.
In this, when does he crack a joke? He's a flirt. He never cracks jokes. In the beginning only you start realizing that he likes Sudarshan Sharma, badal jata. He changes. He's never arey ye joke maro. He's never cut gaya. All that is done by Sudarshan Sharma.
He's also very believable. You just believe this is actually him.
But I really like the play of the humor in this film, with the dialogue, the way they say it. Sudarshan Sharma saying, cut gaya. And then Anushka Sharma saying that, when he was like, aap paidaishi bhoot ho, like, aap pehle se bhoot ho, so then, nahi, nahi, main to paidaishi bhoot ho.
And some things like, oh, cute in the sense, like, when Anushka Sharma is like trying to blow the lamps, she goes up and she's trying to blow
the lamps. Yeah, because when she was there, there was no electricity. That's really, like, that's a clever thing to do. Like, and then there are many things like that. He goes to the DJ and he's like,
yeah.
And then when the dadi is drinking, he's like, just ghar ke badi hai, aise sharab pi rahe ho, uske bacche kya honge.
So all things were like cute and funny like that.
It was funny to see Anushka Sharma in those situations, like walking around and just observing what is happening after like hundreds of years.
Even like the way she was pacing up and down was
happening. Yeah. Because she's just gliding across back and forth.
Yeah, I guess fairly good movie and I liked it really. I would watch it another time. Like,
it'll be
depending
like
on the mood, if I have a certain. No, it's one of those moves. It's one of those movies which has to be played according to your mood. If you feel like watching Filori, you'll watch Filori.
No, I'm saying it's more of a TV.
Yeah, logic.
Like, if you feel like watching,
if I feel like watching anything,
no. I'm saying if you feel like watching, you have a certain mood. Like, if you feel really like. I don't know what that feeling exactly.
That it's a TV.
You have certain movies when, like when you feel a certain way, you want to watch that particular movie, or you want to go.
Favorites with
them. No, not favorites. I'm not talking about favorites. I'm not getting the exact like. There's an emotion.
It's a TV watch. This is like it's not like ki.
Maybe.
Like you're flipping through channels and you see Filori. You're just like cool. I can watch this again. It's not like I actively go buy a DVD and लगा के देखूँगा
वो तो आजकल कोई नहीं करता वो DVD कौन देखता
है वो भी है ऑनलाइन अगर Netflix या
तवा
Netflix या Amazon पे आ रहा है तब भी मैं उसको क्लिक करके नहीं देखूँगा it's like I won't watch anything
yeah पर Netflix Amazon पे कोई हिंदी मूवी आती है आजकल मतलब जो पिछले 2-3 सालों में रिलीज हुए कौन ही देखता है
You went
to the film hall and watched Machine. And like you made that choice. Remember, you made a choice to watch Machine.
So I was.
You know what the other choice was? To just walk out.
No, but I didn't want to waste my money. Nah. I spent 150 rupees.
You got your money, but your time is also worth
it. I think you should be paid. That's a movie for which you should get paid for watching it. Like, but honestly, why?
That was the. So this was like a.
And this is the first time you're doing it. You walk into movies like anything.
Yeah. Like, whenever like sometimes I go like I walk out of a movie, I'll just go choose another theater and I'll watch a movie. Another.
And I remember, I think it was you. Like back in our college, he was like you were. There were a group of people who used to do this. Like they would buy one ticket in the morning.
Yeah.
And then watch three movies and then come back.
That even happened.
Like, that I tried that once, but I got caught after the second movie, so I had to come back.
Yeah.
I used to do as well. Not for Hindi movies, though, but still. I wouldn't go to watch Machine, for sure. If I actually wanted to watch the three movies, I would do.
Have you guys been able to watch, like, have you guys managed to watch the song that has come out from Mere Pyare Bindu?
I haven't seen it, but tell us about it. I saw that it's come out, but I didn't see it.
So there's this new film that has been directed by Akshay Rai. It's named Mere Pyare Bindu. So it has Ayushman Khurana and Pariniti Chopra in it. So
and she says she sang the song.
She sang the song. The teaser came out long back and It's a Yashraj film. I don't know what the film actually is about.
How is the song?
Song to the
like you can hear the, it's an okay song. It's like one of those things like yeah, star nahi gaya hai to sun le. It's like one of those things.
Is it like one of those typical Ayushman songs? Is he also singing?
No, it's not like that. It's a very slow, mellow song. It's a ghatiya gaana actually, basically. There's nothing in the song, but Pariniti sings well. Like Pariniti, Alia.
Like sings well as an actually or auto-tune?
The auto-tune to her artist karta hai. Uh-huh. Like even singers do auto-tune. It's like Salman Khan just came and said those words and they have been auto-tuned.
It's a catchy song, it's not bad.
Till the first paragraph, I think.
Hangover is also a catchy song.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that Hangover was first sung by Sonu Nigam, and then they scrapped the song and made Salman Khan?
No, but even on the soundtrack, there's another version, right?
Sung yeah, by yeah, someone, someone else. Else.
Yeah, but that's also not Sonu Nigam.
That's someone else.
It's a total time waste. So you just came, sang the song, it went out in the movie.
Must have got money for that.
No, he didn't get it. There was an article too. There was a whole article about it. What are you saying? Which I don't know. Like, there are a lot of singers like that. Jo gaate, like, the whole fight between Abhijit and Shahrukh also started like that. He didn't get a credit.
Sonu Nigam or Aamir Khan?
No. Abhijit or Shahrukh?
Oh, sorry. Vidhu Vinod Chopra. Oh, 3 Idiots ke time pe usse kaha tha ki, I don't need you. Agar meri gaane nahi chalte, to 3 Idiots chalti nahi. So everyone banned Sonu Nigam. That's why I didn't have a contract to lagni pad. Like, usko koi deta hi nahi tha gaana gaane ke.
Haan, but then Vidhu Vinod Chopra also worked with him again in Wazir.
हाँ वो क्योंकि उसके बाद अग्निपथ के बाद दे वर लाइक चलो ठीक है बोल सकते
हैं रीच अदर काइंड ऑफ थिंग विदो विदो चोपड़ा सेज अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स एंड आई रिग्रेट
बट सोनू निगम डिडंट गेट अ सिंगल ट्रैक इन दैट पीरियड
नो दिस
वाज अग्निपथ वाज व्हाट 2012 3 इयर्स ही वाज आउट ऑफ अ जॉब
नो नो नो
That's when all those polarities were उसका he was अपने बेटे का तो गाने कर रहा था
YouTube पे तो काफी बढ़िया he used to get songs he used to sing very less
but even now he's hardly singing
yeah no, that's all that he admits that he's out now he's out of the market at all and do you see Shahan singing songs like these are all people who gone
KK I used to love KK
I used to like Lucky Ali
Lucky Ali is a bad singer
hey, I really like
I've seen him live His songs are really. I love that album that went really big in like on an international level. I remember in 2003 or 2004 that was the number two.
Ah, Osana.
That was number two album. All the songs from Osanam, then Kissy Rose, and there were other songs like and the videos were like he's driving in a vintage car
in a field somewhere in the village
in Spain.
And then there was somewhere in bullet pe ghum raha tha. Kaun sa raha? Just bullet pe ga raha tha.
Yeah, I mean those nice songs to listen to also.
Yeah.
Like there was this song where he gets arrested at the end and he's looking for a girl. He's walking again. He's driving in a vintage car in Spain.
Who swag was it? Like he had a great swag about himself.
I don't know. You want to describe Lucky Ali with swag?
The other person who had a lot of swag.
He's always like I always felt like he was like whiskey breath and you know, abhi like he's come out from like smoked up from somewhere. He's just come like that, like all.
Were you there in Pune when he performed? Like the overpriced Pune performance. Like, but he looked really drunk and sometimes he used to get scared that he'll die at the stage only because he couldn't complete his own lines. He was out of breath. He's really old and he's really rich, so it doesn't matter to him. But who's the singer for all the Filori songs? Daljeet hasn't sung it. Those two songs.
I thought it was
Jasleen Royal was there.
Ek gaane mein thi.
Yeah.
Music was by her, right? Jasleen Royal. Yeah.
Jasleen Royal and Shashwat Sachdev.
Ha. And who sang from?
I don't remember that. Daljeet was. I thought that Daljeet had sung all both of the songs, but it wasn't Daljeet.
Okay, I think that's all for this week. Yeah. Anything else?
Naam Shabana actually looked interesting.
Yeah,
I like Tapsee Pannu.
Yeah, she's nice.
She's a nice actor. I wanted to watch Running Shadi also.
That looked horrible to begin with.
Yeah, but I wanted to watch.
She was in this one also, no? Ghazi Hatta.
Yeah.
You guys,
but she's there for like,
She's there in some like 7 movies this year.
Yeah, because...
These are all shot before. Like some were shot much earlier and now releasing some
other. Yeah, Running Shadi was one of those which was shot much earlier. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you guys for being here.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll get you back soon.
Bye.
Bye guys.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments if there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of. We will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.